I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. The long-awaited walkout is happening. And we're going to take you to Lower Merion, which I think would be a good site for a big walkout. And our own J.D. Moane is at an undisclosed spot at this point. He's working his way around, I think, Bucks County, determining where to go, to give you a sense of what it is like. And it'll be very interesting to see across the... I'll tell you, there are some flies in the ointment, though, of the Parkland kids today. One here in Philadelphia. You have students walking out, because that's what they do in the Philadelphia public schools, several times a year, it seems like. And they want to know, why is it, and I think it's a good question, that these white Parkland students get all this, and yet, as they say in today's papers, black and brown students live in these war zones where people are shooting things up. Why are they not the face of this? Well, one reason, as you know, is because these places are run by the well-meaning liberals like Jim Kenney, Rahm Emanuel, and Democrats don't care about that because the weapons used are illegal. And because it's a tired story, we've heard it a million times. It's not sexy as these Parkland students are with grabbing guns. All right, let's go to Joe Holden, who's a reporter for CBS 3, and I believe he's on location out there at Lower Merion High School. Hey, Joe, welcome in, and what's happening there?
Dom, good morning to you. Good to talk to you. You know what? It is quiet for the moment. Lower Merion has actually made a little bit of a space for media to actually cover the event. And, you know, it's 10 o'clock right now, no sign of students just yet. So, you know, anticipate any moment seeing some students. We understand that they're going to be giving some remarks. Some of the student leaders of this assembly will be providing some commentary to the students who are gathered. And then the school district is going to make them available to the press. Who have gathered here. We are along with a couple other stations in town. And, you know, what's interesting to note is we were initially prepared to provide coverage from Haverford Township High School. And, you know, we were trying to check in to see what, you know, potential availability would be. And we were told we were not welcome there. So we quickly pulled out and came over to Lower Merion, where there's much different tone. There's actually also some members of the community here with signs who are looking to also participate, but they're sort of being held back because the emphasis is on the students who it looks at this point right now, we got a couple of stragglers coming out a door and I hear some cheers. So this might be getting off the ground right now.
So, yeah, Joe, to your point, I commend Lower Merion. I think there ought to be access to this versus those others that have shut it down. We don't want it to turn into a circus. But I think it's legitimate to have media access to this without a doubt. So you're told, though, that you believe a significant number of students are going to be walking out.
As you're speaking, I hear chanting. I'm seeing signs. I see students coming out of Bryant Gymnasium here at Lower Merion High School. I see three dozen just in the last 7 seconds.
Joe, what are they chanting? What are they chanting? We can hear the chant. Yeah.
Yeah, chanting no more violence over and over again.
And, Joe, then they're all going to be at one central point, and then we'll hear media coverage of this.
You got it. There's going to be about there's a bullhorn going. There's about 17 minutes of this that we understand. We see props, we see signs. I will tell you, Dom, I'm a bit of a distance, so I'm having a hard time reading a lot of what the signs are saying. But it appears that they are coming out, and there's sort of like a bus circle here. So they're going to make like a loop, I anticipate, around this bus circle. And we're kind of on the outside of the loop. The students are kind of walking away from us. But I think they're going to come back around because I think they want their signs to be seen.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, thank you very much. Please call back in if you have a moment, and we'll talk again.
Tom, it's been a pleasure.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.